McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Osseo Fairchild High School, home of the Thunder, in sight of this Western Clover Belt Conference second and then first place crossover matchups. First, we'll have your McDonald Central Lady Macs against the Spencer Rockets, and the first place game later on will be the home team, the Osseo Fairchild Thunder, against the Warriors of Neillsville, incidentally, a team that McDonald has beaten earlier this year. The Lady Macs come into this game with a stellar record of 19-3, 12-2, and of course, second in the Western Clover Belt Conference, looking for win number 20 on the year. Their opponent, the Spencer Rockets, 17-6, of course, second place in the eastern side of the Clover Belt Conference, and 14-2 right behind Neillsville. Common opponents for both of these two teams. It'll be Osseo Fairchild after tonight, but before that, two times Spencer has faced Columbus Catholic, two times they faced Neillsville. McDonald played both of those teams, beat both of those teams. State-ranked Neillsville squad, McDonald won that one 59-44, and then drubbed Columbus Catholic one night after, losing to Osseo Fairchild 56-24. So McDonald sweeps both of those teams from the eastern side of the Clover Belt. On the other side for Spencer, when they played Columbus Catholic, they won 44-35 and 37-27, but then Neillsville really got the better of them both times, 44-22 and then 57-14 the second time. I do believe that Heaven Kind may have been missing that game for Clover Belt, but I have not been able to confirm that. Both teams warming up right now. We'll hear from both head coaches here on WOGO. Last time out for both of these two teams, Friday the 11th of February, so 8 days ago the last time Spencer took the floor. Road win at Colby 59-36. Their star senior Heaven Kind with 35 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and 7 steals. Also, a great game for the lone sophomore in the starting lineup, Claudia Kraus. She had 8 points and 11 rebounds, just shy of a double-double, 2 assists, 2 steals, but 10 turnovers in that game. Amber Becker, another one of the senior starters, 4 points, was 2 of 13 from the field, but 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. And also, Madison Connect, another senior with 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. In that game against Colby, 18 steals, 48 rebounds, and a perfect 14-14 performance for Spencer from the free throw line. However, they did turn the ball over 26 times. The last time out for the McDonald Lady Macs, we had it for you also Friday, 54-36. That was the 11th. So again, 8 days off for the Lady Macs between games here. Or excuse me, that was on the 14th. That was on Valentine's night down at Olivas Drum. 76-45. McDonald won that game, and really an impressive performance all around for the McDonald Lady Macs as they fell behind in that contest very early, and yet were able to withstand the prolific shooting of the Cardinals that night. And Marley Hughes, a fantastic game. Emily Cooper and Lauren Dietz had 16 points apiece. And in that game for Lauren Dietz, she was 6 of 16 from the floor, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Emily Cooper, 16 points, just 1 of 7 from 3, but contributed in so many ways with 4 rebounds, 7 assists, and 10 steals. How about Aubrey Dorn with a big double-double, 14 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, and 6 steals for the young sophomore Marley Hughes. She was 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Abby Petronovich, 7 rebounds and 6 points. Destiny Boffman with 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists and 2 steals. Sydney Flanagan with 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. Again, all of that on Monday night of this week. McDonald was up 35-17 at the half. 8 different players scored in that game, and McDonald from the floor was 30 of 72, 42%. 39-29 was the halftime score. I'm looking at two different games here, but McDonald was 30 of 72 from the floor, so 72 shots put up against Olivas Drum, and hitting 42% of them. Pretty impressive, and why they scored 76 points in that game. 9 of 21 from the free throw line, 43%. Probably looking to get a little bit sharper from the free throw line before the playoffs, and they hit 7 three-pointers as well, 33%. 50 51 rebounds for Don Cooper's squad, 23 assists, only 8 turnovers, and 25 steals, hoping to replicate that kind of performance against another Division 5 team and make a statement before heading into the tournament on Tuesday night. We'll step out and take a break for 2.5 minutes and then be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Crystal Wire, 3 years at the helm of the Spencer Rockets. It's the Clover Belt crossover second place game coming up in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. This is the Clover Belt crossover second place game, the Spencer Rockets against your McDonald Central Lady Max, here with head coach Crystal Wire of Spencer. And coach, fantastic season so far on the eastern side of the Clover Belt. A second place finish to a very good Neillsville team, kind of like McDonald saw with Osseo Fairchild, some state-ranked opponents just ahead of you. What do you want to accomplish in a Clover Belt game after the seedings have come out, but still saying we don't want to lose going into the playoffs?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, we always want to do our best. Second place is still a great accomplishment, especially at Spencer, but we really want to make sure that they're still progressing, still doing their very best, still doing the small things that we do throughout the season. We want to still make really good passes. We want to make our shots, those small things to get ready for the playoffs.
When you look at your team offensively, how important is Heaven Kinn to what you guys need to do?
Yeah, she's very important. She's averaging like 20 points a game. It is like without her, it's hard. But we also have these awesome players stepping up. And what's really cool about our team is you never know which one will step up at whatever game. One game we might have Becca Milsna, one game we might have Amber Becker. I mean, it's you never know. But Heaven definitely plays a key role in our team, offensively and defensively.
And Coach Wire, do you find this kind of a measuring stick defensively against a team like McDonald? Of course, they went to state last year and have those aspirations again, too. I mean, it's a pretty good test before you enter tournament time.
Yeah, absolutely. McDonald is a great team. Even watching film on them, they're solid. So we know this is going to be a great challenge. But it's also a great game to go into playoffs to see where we are and what things we need to work on.
Well, Coach, congratulations on making it this far. Best of luck tonight and in the tournament as well. Only 4 teams get down to Osseo for these crossover games for first and second place. So congratulations. Looking forward to a fun one tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
That's head coach Crystal Wire back with Coach Cooper of the Lady Max after this. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic.
Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball Live from Osseo Fairchild. It's our second time down here this season, this time for the Clover Belt crossover second place game, pitting your McDonald Central Lady Max against the Rockets of Spencer, here with head coach Don Cooper of McDonald. And coach, again, when you're going into the tournament, seedings are already determined. There's kind of that balance between not wanting to show too much, and yet you don't want to lose going into the playoffs, and you have a chance to play on a neutral site against a talented team. I would think that this would be good playoff preparation.
Absolutely. The atmosphere is exactly what we wanted. I mean, being able to play in front of a large crowd and being able to atmosphere, open-ended courts. So, again, this is something very challenging for our girls to go into the playoffs with.
When you look at this Spencer team, what pops out at you, of course, is senior Heaven Kinn. She scored 35 the last time out, averaging 20 points per game. She's a talent.
She is very talented. And again, they all reflect around her. She was gone on vacation, and you know, seeing how good they did without her. So they make everything tick. So our job is basically focusing on her and see what we can do.
Last time we saw you guys down at Oliva Strem, coach, there was a lot of emotion in that gym, and you fell behind early, but just slowly but surely, this team showed how dominant they can be.
Well, again, we've been playing so good, and we've been playing such great team basketball that, again, we're so deep, and again, we're just one person stepping up, another person stepping up, and that's what it's all about.
And finally, coach, a last regular season game. What's the one or two things you write on a whiteboard and say, these are the last things we need to get ready before it's one and done time?
Right. And again, the focus is that, again, we've got to be able to play our style of basketball and don't dictate or fall into the traps of the other team's type of basketball. And match their physicality and run the court. That's what we do very well.
All right, coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll see if we can talk to you afterward as well. And then we'll see you in the playoffs all the way through.
Thank you for your coverage, Caleb.
Head coach Don Cooper, we are back after this with the Clover Belt crossover on WOGO Sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Crossover second place game live here from Osseo. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio 103.1 FM, and live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Ezra Van Dyke running controls back at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, what do the Lady Macs need to do well to get win number 20 and take over second place throughout the entirety of the Clover Belt?
Well, I think they just need to play some really, really tough defense against a decent team here coming out of the Eastern Clover Belt that, took second place in that conference. And the girls just got to take care of the basketball. It's kind of a fun little game here, kind of a little test to see how we're going to do in the playoffs and get them ready for the playoffs and see how we fare against the Eastern Clover Belt. And it's always at bragging rights, right, for West against East. So, the girls got to come out, play some good basketball. Again, this is just such a tough gym to shoot the ball in. We got to be able to handle that and shoot the ball much better than we have been.
And again, you've got a lot of work to do in the playoffs, but you never know. You could be in a big gym like this as you start getting into the sectional level of playoffs if you're fortunate enough to make it that far. So neutral site, unfamiliar opponent, good testing ground here tonight.
Yes.
That's your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. The McDonald Lady Macs and the Spencer Rockets, the Clover Belt crossover tip-off is next on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Being introduced, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. First, the Spencer Rockets. Under the direction of 30-year head coach Crystal Wire. Madison Connect, she's a senior, one of four in this starting five. Number one, 5'5", averages 4.2 points and 2.8 rebounds. Heaven Kinn, their leading scorer, the senior, 20 points, 9.2 rebounds, 4.7 steals. She wears number five, a 5'7" guard. Claudia Krause, the lone sophomore in this starting five, number 10, 2.6 points, 4.3 rebounds. Senior Rebecca Milsna, number 12, 5'6", 5.1 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. And Amber Becker rounds out the starting five, another senior, number 15, 5'5", 5.7 points and 4.8 rebounds. On the other side for your McDonald Central Lady Macs in this Clover Belt crossover game, familiar starting five with Destiny Boffman, 5'7", senior guard, number 0, averages 6.7 rebounds to go go along with 6.1 points and 1.9 steals. Marley Hughes, 5'9", junior small forward, number one, 9.5 points, second on the team in assists and 2.2 steals per game as well. Emily Cooper, 5'8", sophomore guard, sharpshooter, number 22, 4.3 steals per game, leads the team in assists as well, and second points at 11.7. Lauren Dietz, 5'4", senior guard, number 24, 16.8 points per game to lead the team, 7.7 rebounds per game to lead the team, and almost two steals and two assists as well. Abby Petronovich, senior center, number 42, 5'10", 3 points per game, and she is second on the team with 6.9 rebounds. Don Cooper, eighth year at the helm of the Lady Macs, with a record of 122-64. McDonald 19-3, second place, 12-2 in the Western Clover Belt. Spencer 17-6, 14-2, second the Eastern Clover Belt. And this crossover matchup is set and ready to begin. Marley Hughes will jump it up at midcourt by that Thunder logo, and she will face senior Heaven Kind. Marley wins the tap, and Lauren Dietz left wing. Dietz to Marley up top, right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper guarded by Kinn. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Hands off to Lauren Dietz. She's bumped up top and a quick whistle. Spencer will be wearing the red uniforms, tops and bottoms, with white numerals, white lettering, and the black piping. McDonald resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, royal blue numerals and letters. Royal blue at the tops of the tanks and tops and bottoms of the shorts as well. Early going, no score here from Osseo Fairchild. Emily Cooper feeds Abby Petronovich, lost it on the way to the hoop, and it's dug out by Rebecca Milzna of the Spencer Rockets. Again, four seniors and a sophomore in the starting five for Coach Crystal Wire. Into the paint, kick out up top, Madison connects. Connect throws it away, looking for Heaven Kind, who is making a basket cut, and that's a turnover on each team.
And the turnover on our side, Abby just kind of bounced that off of Spencer Girl's foot.
Cooper left wing, Marley Hughes. Up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman right side, up top. Dietz hands off to Emily Cooper. Thought about a long three. Instead, bounces to Petronovich. Beautiful look down low. Abby can't get it to fall. From Jones. Nope, they'll say last touch by Petronovich. I thought maybe Becker got a finger on that coming back in from out of bounds.
She was smart enough not to get that. I don't know what that was all about.
It seems like we may be having some sound issues.
Yeah.
Not here, but in the venue. Kind turns over the top of her defender and misses it long. Cooper long push ahead, Marley Hughes. Hughes taps the brakes just inside the right block. Gets underneath her defender, up and in for two. Nice kiss off the glass from Marley Hughes. And Marley puts McDonald up 2-0, now showing some backcourt pressure. Hughes gets by a screen, chasing Becker. Becker down the left side of the lane, blocked on the way to the hoop. That's going to be a foul goal against Emily Cooper. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. This will be the first of two for Amber Becker, trying to get the Spencer Rockets on the board, and she will. First free throw is good.
Got a good shot from the line.
Second for Becker. 44% free throw shooter, according to the stats we have. But that first one looked good, and the lefty off the mark. So maybe the stats hold true. She's too long on the second ball, knocked out of bounds. Coach Cooper points our way, and the officials will pause and then agree. Yep. Emma Stelter is going to come in for Abby Petronovich. Stelter, number 21, the 5'6" senior forward, got the starts on Monday night against Aliva Strum. Lauren Dietz left wing. Dietz driving left baseline between a couple defenders, blows by them and scores.
It won't take her long to find the basket.
Dietz averages almost 17 per game, and of course, she's at 1,021 points now, 1,023 and counting for her illustrious McDonald career. Becker to Kinn left baseline against Destiny Boffman. Drop down low, shot short, and picked out of there on the offensive rebound by Claudia Krause, the sophomore. Kind on the move, runner in the lane, tough shot off the glass and backboard goes in. Heaven Kind scores 20 per game, and that's her first two. 4-3, McDonald up one here in this crossover. Emily Cooper, deep three, right wing, back bracket, no. Fight for the rebound, pulled down by Amber Becker of Spencer. Becker crosses over at the logo, picks up her dribble. Up top, they'll feed down into the point. That's Kraus, and Kraus misses one from the right block. Offensive rebound, Kind. Kind along the left baseline, hassled by Destiny Boffin. Dumps it off. Back to Kind, left wing. She's a dangerous three-point shooter, has made 46 this year. Kraus on the floor, traveled with the basketball, gets a helping hand up from Emily Cooper. Kraus, the tallest player on the floor, and you can see maybe why she's the lone sophomore among this group of seniors.
Good defensive hustle there by Emma Stelter.
Sam Sobak just came into the game, the junior number 23 at the forward for Spencer. Left wing, Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, Lauren Dietz. Dietz straight on top of the key, three, bounces off the front of the rim, rebound to Kind. She's a talented rebounder as well, 9.2 points per game. Kind does pretty much everything but wash the jerseys for this team. Up top, Kraus at the right elbow. Work at left side. So that's Sobak, and Sobak walks with the ball after quick pressure by Marley Hughes. Again, turnovers might be an Achilles heel for this Spencer team, even a blowout win over Colby. Last Friday, they turned the ball over 26 times.
That'll hurt.
Marley Hughes, right side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz holding. Gets it rather from Cooper, and Dietz lost it out of bounds.
Again, bounced it off of her foot or...
Quick 30-second timeout taken by Spencer. We'll step out for half a minute as well. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to Osseo Fairchild High School Cloverbelt crossover. This is the undercard matchup, the second place game between the eastern and western sides of the Cloverbelt crossover. Neillsville and Osseo Fairchild next, but right now we have McDonald Central against Spencer, and the Lady Max holding on to a 4-3 lead with 14-31 remaining in the first half. Spencer took the timeout, now they will inbound, and McDonald not showing any pressure in the backcourt. And meanwhile, DJ Cooper and one of our officials cleaning off some moisture on the floor.
Yeah, I think one of the girls dropped their water bottle.
Okay. I was going to say, if they're sweating that much this early, but that happens. Well, give us time to let you know that you can help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including children with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com for Smiles in Motion, SIM4Kids.com. We're underway again. McDonald traps Kind up top. She'll fire it to Kraus in the paint. Kraus, a bounce pass that gets away from her intended recipient, Madison Connect, along the baseline, and it's another turnover by the Rockets. We'll see if McDonald can capitalize this possession.
Yeah, I think once these girls get that range figured out from their threes, they're getting good looks at the basket. But again, it's tough to shoot against that basket. Nice.
Marley Cooper, a nice pass. Misses her first attempt. Second one falls through. A good look to Cooper, or from
Marley
Cooper,
Hughes,
rather,
yep.
Marley Hughes. And now we have a turnover in the backcourt as Cooper hassles Rebecca Milsnai into a turnover. And I am not sure, is that four or five so far to start the game as Sobat comes out?
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm not watching the turnovers here, but
inbounds pass wide open. Destiny Boffin crashes through the hoop from the left side and scores.
Beautiful out of bounds play.
Just like that, it's 8-3 McDonald with two quick buckets. Left wing, Kraus doesn't pull the trigger on a long two. Madison Connect, left wing. She finds Rebecca Milsner. Milsner at the foul line. Back to Kraus. The sophomore crosses over, trying to go by Emma Stelter. She will, but high off the glass, too strong, and Stelter digs out the rebound. Marley Hughes, push ahead. Lauren Dietz ahead of the pack. Left in, layup is good. A good look ahead by Marley Hughes, and the number of 35 to 40-foot passes these Lady Macs have thrown this season. I was working on the highlight reel for the season to be revealed on Monday, and that's happened a lot this year in transition. The deep pass. 10-3 McDonald. 13-13 to go, first half here in this Clover Belt crossover. At the left elbow, Madison connect, fires down to Krause, kick out, right wing, Milsna driving baseline, and just inside the right block, she kind of just pushed it up.
Yeah, wasn't a real great looking shot.
So that's the first for Milsna. Destiny Boffman straight on, they left her all alone for three, she makes them pay. Destiny Boffman with five. McDonald up 13-5, a steal by Emma Stelter, playing linebacker. Push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz just inside the left block, tough shot, no call. Defensive rebound, Madison connects. Evan King will push down near side of the floor against Destiny Boffman. Throws up a wild shot, but a little bit of a push from Destiny. And that's going to be a whistle against McDonald. Two shots for Heaven Kind, her first time to the free throw line tonight. And Kind is a 68% foul shooter. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com, StelterIncorporated.com. Emma Stelter comes out, Lauren Dietz out, as Kind missed the first. We now have Amber Adams, the 5'9 senior power forward, number 11 in, 4.8 points, almost two rebounds. And then Aubrey Dorn, 5'11 sophomore forward, number 23, as the second one pops out as well, so Kind misses a pair. Dorn with 4.8 points, 4.8 rebounds, and almost two steals per game, and she had that 14-13 double-double on Monday night. Dorn out to Emily Cooper, 15-footer, money. Just beyond the foul line, Emily Cooper gets in the scoring tally, and four Lady Macs have scored as they lead 15-5. Almost one-third of the way through the first half in this Clover Belt crossover game. Becker down the left side of the lane. Tough shot, high off the window. No rebound, batted down. Marley Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Hands off, Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead to Hughes. Hughes all alone down the left side of the lane. Bumped. Oh, she couldn't quite get the English on it with the left hand. We've seen Marley do that so many times. The shot doesn't fall, but she'll shoot two. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. Marley's first free throw is short. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. rcu.org/roots. Emily Cooper out. Sydney Flanagan, number 20, the senior guard, into the game the first time tonight. 5'4 senior. 1.5 points, 1.4 rebounds. Marley Hughes sitting on 4 points. McDonald up 15-5. Second free throw for Marley. That one's long. Rebound tracked down by Kind. And a quick timeout taken by Crystal Wire. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
On WOGO Sports, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, live from Osseo Fairchild High School. Second place game between the Clover Belt Conference halves, Eastern and Western. McDonald leads Spencer 15-5, and the Lady Macs coming out of the Spencer timeout with some full court pressure here. Kin, left side to Becker. Becker pass almost picked off at midcourt, but Connect able to retrieve it. Goes right side, they'll fire down to Krause. Krause off the glass and good from low on the left. That's the first basket for Claudia Krause, the sophomore. 15-7, McDonald. Destiny Boffman leads the way for the Lady Macs with 5 points. Amber Adams right wing. Adams back to Marley Hughes. Hughes rotates left side, Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan's pass poked away into the Spencer bench by Rebecca Milsna. And a quick substitution, and the two leading scorers for McDonald back in. Marley Hughes, Destiny Boffman get a breather. Emily Cooper and Lauren Dietz back in. Throw into Cooper from Sydney Flanagan. Cooper up top between the circles. Cooper left side, Flanagan outside the arc. Goes to the high post. Pick out Lauren Dietz from Amber Adams. Lauren Dietz, long cross-court pass, almost poked away. In fact, it is knocked away by Kind and out of bounds. McDonald will inbound from just inside half court. Cindy Flanagan will trot over there with 11-11 on the clock. In the first half, the Lady Max lead 15-17.
Let's get some offense going here.
Cindy Flanagan up top, back to Emily Cooper, right wing, throws at the right elbow, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turning in the paint, puts it on the floor with the left hand, scooping shot, won't fall, a nice move to the bucket, Amber Adams, loose ball foul underneath, battling for that rebound. 10:57 to play, first half, 15-7 McDonald. Madison connect near midcourt, picked up the dribble, finds Becker. Milzna down to Kin. Kin driving baseline, almost bounced it along that baseline. Nice passing in the paint from Spencer. Shot from five comes up short. Offense rebound, Kraus. She misses, and Aubrey Dorn rips down the rebound. Cooper push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz into traffic down the right side of the lane, still rolls it in.
Yes, that's a good English on that one. Off the glass.
Lauren Dietz with 6 points. 17-7 McDonald. Rotation left side for Kraus, straddling the three-point arc on the left wing. Keeps it back for Madison Connect, fires down into the post. That's Kin. She's triple-teamed. Amber Adams rips it away. Flanagan picks up the loose ball. Emily Cooper across the timeline, right side feed, Lauren Dietz. Back to Cooper, high on the right, holds. High post drop, Aubrey Dorn drops down for Amber Adams. Amber set shot from 14, no offensive rebound. Dorn kicks back out. Sydney Flanagan left of the circle. Hands it off. Emily Cooper up top. Back to Flanagan, right wing. Amber Adams back to Sydney. Sydney on the right. A couple test dribbles. Amber Adams driving right baseline. Adams pokes it out. Long open look at a three from the left corner. No for Dietz. And rebound eventually batted down to Mills. Now Spencer. It's a good look there by Amber Adams to Lauren Dietz. Kin driving right baseline, and Amber Adams got the defensive rebound, but was standing on the end line.
Yeah, she tried to almost stand on her tiptoes to get the heels up, but
it looked like someone got a piece of that shot as Kin was driving. They've been collapsing on her, knowing she's the primary scoring option for Spencer. Inbounds right corner to Connect. Leaves it for Becker, back to Kin, right wing. Kin, you don't want to leave her open from three. Becker driving in the baseline, lost it. And the paint. And another turnover by Spencer. And four seniors on this Spencer starting five. McDonald's up 10, 17-7. We're 18 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. Emily Cooper looking to Grandpa to get the call and leaves it for Marley Hughes. Back to Cooper. Cooper right wing. Three, splashed it.
Man,
maybe
sure
Grandpa just said, go hit a shot.
She arcs it so high.
And again, when she finds the range here in this cavernous Osseo Fairchild gym, beautiful gym, look out. 20-7, McDonald. Becker down the left side of the lane, blocked by Marley Hughes, and Hughes catches it out of the air. Marley, right wing, drops it off Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in the right corner against Kraus. Back to Marley Hughes. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper to Dorn. Dorn turns and faces the basket, straddling the three-point arc. Shoots it out to Marley Hughes. Drops down to Lauren Dietz just inside the right block. Dietz turning and a blocking foul called underneath on Spencer. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Marley Hughes on the inbound finds Lauren Dietz. Wide open, 14-foot jumper. She's not going to miss that one. Eight for Lauren Dietz. 22-7, McDonald's opened up a 15-point lead on the Spencer Rockets. Kraus, left block extended. Curling into the lane, lost it out of bounds. She was tripped up, but again, they'll say incidental contact, and it may have been her own sneakers. I'm not sure if that was McDonald.
I think it was. I didn't see a lot of body by anybody else in there.
Emily Cooper takes the inbounds into the forecourt, Marley Hughes. Hughes working a right-handed dribble up top to Emily Cooper. Under 8 minutes to go, first half, 22-7 McDonald. Cooper left wing, drops to the high post. Aubrey Dorn Dorn at the pivot, kick out Marley Hughes, sets for three, back rim, no, long rebound, and that one is tracked down by Spencer. That's connect at the foul line, opposite side, right wing Milsna. Milsna driving baseline, picks up her dribble, back to connect. She's got a decent look at a three, and hooks it. As it connects, the senior first hit from downtown for Spencer. That gets their crowd a little more vocal, 22-10 McDonald. Right wing, Emily Cooper to answer for three, front rim, and the long rebound tapped by Boffman, but to connect, and another timeout taken by Coach Crystal Wire. We're going to step out and be back in half a minute. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Lady Max Basketball, regular season finale here at Osseo. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Ezra Van Dyke running the controls back in the WOGO studios in Halley. It's 22-10, McDonald over Spencer. 7 minutes and change remaining in the first half. Krause up top, has it knocked away by Emily Cooper, but Kinn retrieves. Kinn picks up her dribble, squeezes a bounce pass down to Sobak. Kick out, right corner, long baseline jumper, too long, and Aubrey Dorn catches the air ball. Emily Cooper, back to Marley Hughes. Hughes, pass knocked away by Kind.
See, the Mac girls got to do a little better job handling those cross-court passes. They've been having quite a few of them tipped.
And Kind is a talented player, almost five steals per game. McDonald's not quite in the groove we've seen them in before offensively, especially when they scored 76 on Monday night, but it could come in a hurry as Aubrey Dorn crashes to the hoop. She misses one too strong from low on the right, and then a loose ball foul on Abby Petronovich. That is the fourth whistle against McDonald. Three team fouls against the Rockets with 6.5 remaining. Aubrey Dorn out, Lanise Boffman in. Lanise, one of the captains on this team, battling injury all throughout the season, but getting some playing time late going regular season. The 5-1 senior forward guard combo.
Tipped it away.
And Lanise with a tip and Marley Hughes with a steal. Right wing, Emily Cooper thought about a three, but a head fake instead. Back to Marley Hughes, high on the right. Marley puts it on the floor with the left hand. Pulls it back to Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper back near midcourt. Against Heaven Kind, is giving her a lot of respect in terms of space. Right corner, Destiny Boffman. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper tests with a couple dribbles to Marley Hughes. Under six to play, first half, 22-10, McDonald. Emily Cooper left wing, drops down to Abby Petronovich, who is calling for it. Kick out, Destiny Boffman for her second three of the night. Rams in and out. Just spun along the inside of the iron. Rebound to Krause, and she'll hand it off. Rebecca Milsna across the timeline with Lauren Dietz in pursuit. Milsna pulls it up in the paint, back out to Krause. Krause cross-court pass. Destiny Boffman takes it away after Kinn can't handle it. Destiny long strides down the lane, scores. Boffman with seven right behind Lauren Dietz. Two of them have 15 points combined. It's 24-10, the Lady Max. So back up top. Leaves it on the left for Krause. One dribble, then gives it up. Left wing, Milsna. Nice feed down low to Kinn, and Kinn count the basket and the foul. But she got good position inside. Destiny Boffman on the cut. And Heaven Kinn, that is just her second field goal of the night. She has four. 24-12, McDonald. That is the second foul on Destiny Boffman, team's fifth. And Kinn has missed a pair of free throws. This is her third attempt. And that one off the front of the rim. Destiny Boffman with a rebound. Boffman had 5 points, five rebounds, and five assists Monday night against Aliva Strong. Emily Cooper right wing to Destiny Boffman. Finds Marley Hughes. Hughes, nice cut. And too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound. Petronovich loses it out of bounds, but knocked away by Milsna. And McDonald will inbound. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop, in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Inbounds, Emily Cooper high on the right, drops back to Marley Hughes in the right corner. Hughes floats it up top, Emily Cooper, McDonald doubling up on Spencer, 24-12. Cooper right wing for Marley Hughes. Lauren Dietz on the bench for the time being. Long cross-court skip, Destiny Boffin. Boffin drops for Marley Hughes just outside the paint. Pulls up, five-footer, good. Marley Hughes with six. Actually, that one's probably more like 8 to 9 feet out. Connect across the timeline, being pursued by the relentless Lanise Boffin. She loses it for a moment, now needs some help. Connect, holding, finds Kind, runner, she's fouled again. Either Destiny Boffin or Abby Petronovich were in the area.
Go on Abby.
I think that's just the second on Abby Petronovich, yes. But it is the team's sixth. So 4:14 to play, and Spencer shooting bonus the rest of the way, but still an 0 for night on three attempts for Heaven Kind. Foul line so far. We'll see how she does here, and 0 for 4 off the front of the rim. Emma Stelter, Aubrey Dorn, Lauren Dietz coming in, Lanise and Destiny Boffman out along with Abby Petronovich. Again, that was the second foul on Petronovich and two on Destiny Boffman as well. We'll see if they sit for the rest of the half just because of that foul trouble. Kind looking to go 1 for 5 from the free throw line, and she will not. 0 for 5, a tough night for the senior from the free throw line. Missing her first 5 attempts. So it remains 26-12, McDonald. Aubrey Dorn, left elbow extended, back out to Cooper beyond the arc. Emily Cooper across the floor for Marley Hughes. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn finds a cutting Lauren Dietz. Dietz runs one up with the right hand, too strong from just inside the right block, and a foul by Emma Stelter down low as she was battling.
Yeah, I thought she had that clean, but must have got an arm.
That will be a 1-1. And who will be shooting? It should be Rebecca Milsna, the 5'6 senior. So 3:52 clock stopped, and Spencer has a chance to work their way back a little bit closer. Well, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Here's the 1-1. And that in and out, rebound pulled down by Dorn, but a tie-up, and possession stays with Spencer. Again, learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org, the kindergarten referral program. Chance for you and those who introduced to Max to earn 10% off tuition. 3:49 remaining. Spencer underneath with Sobak. Misses the shot, gets her own rebound. Pulled down by Aubrey Dorn as she misses again. Deep in the paint, can't get it to fall. Marley Hughes left wing. McDonnell up 14. Aubrey Dorn looks to the paint. Cross-court's given said, Emily Cooper, head fake, Cooper, beautiful bounce down low, finds Emma Stelter, swatted away but knocked out of bounds by Kraus, the sophomore, with 3:27 to go, McDonald inbound underneath the hoop.
That was a nice pass. A little bouncy, but Emma kind of lost the handle for a bit.
Marley holding, waiting on the inbound, finds Dorn, nice run to the hoop, Dorn up and in for her first bucket.
Kind of a nice clear out there by Emma.
It's about a 2-3 foot pass is all they needed. Right wing Connect, who's already hit a three inside the arc, back to Kind, lost it off her sneaker out of bounds right in front of Don Cooper, who's right on top of that call, and it's McDonald basketball in bounding in front of their own bench. And the Stelter there as Sobak steps back out of the game for head coach Crystal Wire and Spencer.
Spencer's staying in a 2-3 zone that the Mac girls are attacking the middle very well.
And McDonald's seen the 2-3 on a semi-regular basis throughout this season. Kick out Marley Hughes. Hughes, big head fake. That ponytail flying. Left wing, Emily Cooper. Deep three on line. Oh, nothing but net. Emily Cooper. We had a good look at that one. She has eight. Oh, it doesn't even nick the rim. 31-12, McDonald. 2:38 and counting. Kraus, baseline jumper. Bricked it off the back rim. Emily Cooper shoves it ahead 40 feet to Marley Hughes. Hughes loping down the right side of the lane. No, with a layup and the rebound.
Ooh,
and a travel by Kent. That one I did not see.
I didn't either, to be honest with you. but it was kind of crowded down there, and she might have taken some extra steps to get out of the crowd.
The official was about 10 feet away, so he saw it. Marley Hughes inbounds to Emily Cooper, right wing. Back to Hughes. Hughes to Cooper, straight on between the circles. 2:20 and counting. Pass knocked away out of bounds. Quick work here by Rebecca Milsna. Are you planning to build a new home? Contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud to be a Lady Max basketball sponsor on WOGO Radio. Speaking of Boffman, Destiny back in and will inbound to Emily Cooper. 2:16 to go. Right wing, Lauren Dietz finds Aubrey Dorn outside the arc right corner. Back to Lauren. Up top, Emily Cooper between the wheels. Cooper to Aubrey Dorn rotates. Open three. Yes. You better believe that one's going down for Lauren Dietz. She was too wide open, and she has 11.
That didn't even wrinkle the net either.
2 minutes to play first half. 34-12, McDonald starting to really put the pedal down. Aubrey Dorn hassling Kraus, and Kraus just wants to get rid of it. Finds Kind up top. Into the corner, connect, driving baseline. Nice move by Kind. She hit the side of the backboard. Air ball from the baseline, then a putback and a foul by Amber Becker. And Becker, the senior, going to the line for an end one. Again, if there's a new home on your horizon, it's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic. Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Max Basketball. 34-14, McDonald up 20. Becker at the line for the end one. It had been quite the drought offensively for the Spencer Rockets.
Yeah. Becker. Anna Stelter picked up her second.
It's the team's eighth foul as Becker is 2 for 2 from the foul line. And substitutions coming in, I think. Officials stop play for a moment.
They're not coming. Their subs up quick enough, I don't think.
So Stelter inbounds to Emily Cooper. Just over 90 seconds remaining in the first half of this Clover Belt crossover second place game. McDonald in control, 34-15 over the Spencer Rockets. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper holding, drops at the high post. Rotated. Destiny Boffman was looking for Lauren Dietz, and she was not where she thought she would be. They confer real quickly to get on the same page. And now the subs come in. Amber Adams in along with Marley Hughes and Sydney Flanagan. Stelter out, Dietz out, Cooper out. Presumably for the final minute 18 of the first half. 19-point lead for McDonald. Kind left wing. 20-point per game scorer has been fairly quiet offensively here in the first half with 4 points. Pass tipped away from Emily Werman, the 5'6 senior who just came into the game. Werman will inbound in front of the McDonald bench with a minute 5 remaining. Werman, long cross-court pass. They find Kraus straddling the 3-point arc left wing. Drop down to Becker. Becker, nice move inside Marley Hughes, but couldn't finish the shot.
Not a good pass on Spencer's part.
Hughes to Amber Adams. Adams back to Hughes, right wing, holding it on her hip. And cross-court pass to Sydney Flanagan. Destiny Boffman has her pass tipped up in the air and stolen by Rebecca Milsna. Milsna across the timeline. 35 seconds to play first half. Pass knocked away, and Destiny Boffman push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn between two defenders, too strong off the glass. That allowed just a bit of contact there. In right wing. Evan Kinn steps back for her first three of the night, rattles in and out. Rebound, Sydney Flanagan and Amber Adams collaborate on that one. 13 seconds to play first half. Destiny Boffman pulls it back out to Marley Hughes with 9 seconds. Hughes finds Dorn at the left block. Dorn kick out Marley Hughes. 4-3 to beat the buzzer. That one's short and out of bounds with 1 second to play. That should send us into halftime with a 34-15 score.
Emily Cooper, line up.
Emily Cooper comes back in briefly for Destiny Boffman. Inbounds thrown toward midcourt, knocked away by Amber Adams, and that's how the first half will end. McDonald with an impressive first half of play here in the Clover Belt crossover. They lead Spencer 34-15 at the break. We are back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. Halftime leading scores, highlights, and Mark Maloney's military shoutouts all ahead here on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment.
New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Here in Osseo, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Ezra Van Dyke back at the Wogo home base in Halley. McDonald up 19 at the break over their fellow second place team between the Eastern and Western Clover Belt. Spencer trails your Lady Max 34-15. We'll have your leading scorers in a moment, but first impressions from the first 18 minutes, Mark.
I think they're doing a very good job defensively. You know, to hold any team to 15 points is some good defense there. So they're doing a good job on the defensive side. Offensively, they're getting some good looks. I'm not real happy with our cross-court passes that are getting tipped. They need to clean that up just a little bit. I'm being a little critical here. Still having a good lead here. But the girls, are doing a nice job attacking that 2-3 zone and getting some good looks at the basket. So they got to just keep that up and clean up those passes. They'll be just fine.
Five players have scored on each side for the Spencer Rockets. Heaven Kind averages 20 points per game. She had 35 the last time out. McDonald held her to 4 in the first half. She was 0 of 5 from the free throw line. 4 points as well for Amber Becker, 3 for Madison Connect, 2 apiece for Claudia Krause and Rebecca Mills. Now on the other side for McDonald, several players approaching double digits. Lauren Dietz already has hit that mark with 11 in the first half. Emily Cooper with 8. Destiny Boffman with 7. Marley Hughes with 6. And Aubrey Dorn with 2 to round out the scoring for Don Cooper's Lady Max. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO.
21.
The 5'6" senior forward got the starts on Monday night against Oliva Strum. Lauren Dietz left wing. Dietz driving left baseline between a couple defenders, blows by them and scores.
It won't take her long to find the basket.
Start the game as Sobat comes out.
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm not watching the turnovers here, but.
Inbounds pass, wide open, Destiny Boffin crashes through the hoop from the left side and scores. She kind of just pushed it up.
Yeah, it wasn't a real great looking shot.
So that's the first for Milsna. Destiny Boffin straight on, they left her all alone for three. She makes them pay. Nice passing in the paint from Spencer. Shot from five comes up short. Offense rebound. Krause, she misses. And Aubrey Dorn rips down the rebound. Cooper push ahead to Lauren Dietz. Dietz into traffic down the right side of the lane. Still rolls it in.
Yes, that's a good English on that one.
Lauren Dietz with 6 points. 17-7 McDonald. Rotation left side for Krause. Straddling the three-point arc on the left wing. Keeps it back for Madison Connect. Fires down into the post. That's Kinn. She's triple teamed. Amber Adams rips it away. Flanagan picks up the loose ball. Emily Cooper across the timeline. Right side feed Lauren Dietz. Back to Cooper. High on the right. Seniors on this Spencer starting five. McDonald's up 10, 17-7. We're 18 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. Emily Cooper looking to Grandpa to get the call and leaves it for Marley Hughes. Back to Cooper. Cooper, right wing, three, splash good.
Man,
maybe sure Grandpa just said, go get a shot.
She arcs it so high.
Hughes catches it out of the air. Marley, right wing, drops it off Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in the right corner against Krause. Back to Marley Hughes. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper to Dorn. Dorn turns and faces the basket, straddling the three-point arc. Shoots it out to Marley Hughes. Drops down to Lauren Dietz just inside the right block. Dietz turns and she'll hand it off. Rebecca Milsna across the timeline with Lauren Dietz in pursuit. Milsna pulls it up in the paint. Back out to Krause. Krause cross-court pass. Destiny Boffman takes it away after Ken can't handle it. Destiny long strides down the lane, scores.
But the Mac girls are attacking the middle very well.
And McDonald's seen the 2-3 on a semi-regular basis throughout this season. Pick out Marley Hughes. Hughes, big head fake. That ponytail flying. Left wing, Emily Cooper. Deep three online. Oh, nothing but net. Emily Cooper. And those are your first half highlights. We are back in 30 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. The Lady Macs lead 34-15 in the break here from Osseo.
It's not turnover. It's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
The second half begins. It's our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and we're going to start here at with Matt Pulver down at Laughlin Air Force Base, Texas, getting his pilot license down there. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is out of Spangdahlem in the Army, currently in Africa. Ellie Eckes, I touched base with her. She's in the Triple Guard and getting ready to apply for ROTC. Chuck Gardo's in the Marine Corps station out of Hawaii. Noah Stewart is a young man from Chi High, graduated last year. He's in the Air Force, stationed down at Lackland Air Force Base. I'm going to catch up with Mr. Wayne Trimble, as a 1996 McDonnell grad in the Army Guard out of Chippewa. I think he moved on to somewhere else. Jordan Chartrand, as we talked to his mom, he's out of Fort Bragg, but I think he's over there with the Ukraine crisis going on there, so they're helping out there. Carter Billings at a Fairchild Air Force Base. Kristen Levesser Davis, I know she's listening to us out of Charleston, South Carolina. And we're back on the second half. And again, all you military, please be safe out there in this volatile world we live in.
We begin the second half with McDonald facing a 2-3 zone look. Dietz, Destiny Boffman, Marley Hughes, Emily Cooper, and Abby Petronovich, original starting five, back out there for the second half. Lady Max lead 34-15. Lauren Dietz, who had a game-high 11 in the first half, gets it at the foul line, turns, tries to push a bounce pass down low, and it's stolen by Rebecca Mills now, looking for Petronovich there. Milsna against Cooper. Right wing for Madison connects. This is the undercard matchup. Clover Belt Conference first-place game between Neillsville and Osseo Fairchild will be coming up next. McDonald beat Neillsville earlier in the year. And a push against Marley Hughes as Amber Becker went down.
Yeah, I think it was a little incidental foot tie up there. But as incidental as it was, I think they're going to call Marley for the foul.
Sam Sobat comes in, and Becker will take a quick break as she did go down a little hard. 17-12, second half, 34-15 McDonald. Spencer with the basketball. Long inbound looped into Madison Connect. Throws to Krause, right wing, Heaven Kind. Kind, right corner, step back, 4-3, drained it. Wow. That's her 47th of the year in Heaven Kind. If you're not going to give her an open look, she'll create one. She
yes.
Seven.
That's a nice step back there.
It's the most athletic move we've seen from Kind so far this evening. Marley Hughes against Kind at the high post, knocked away back to Marley. Destiny Boffman, right corner, drops down to Dietz, right block. Dietz is doubled, and she'll push it back outside the three-point arc. Emily Cooper left wing. Marley Hughes fires it to the left elbow, looped out to Marley Hughes from Destiny Boffman. Marley on the right wing, back to Destiny, right corner. Boffman to Hughes. Hughes rotates left side. Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, back to Marley Hughes. And working against the 2-3, Emily Cooper holding to Destiny Boffman, right corner. Spencer fans trying to find something to get excited about here tonight, as it was pretty much all McDonald in the first half. Cooper comes up short from 8 feet on the runner. Petronovich fighting for the rebound. Tie up possession will go to Spencer. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office. Stop by 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls or apply online. MasonCompaniesInc.com. That's MasonCompaniesInc.com. McDonald now amping up the defensive pressure. So back across midcourt, lost it for a moment, and that does lose it to Marley Hughes, who swats it back inbounds but stepped on the sideline right in front of the official. 15-55. McDonald has not scored yet here in the second half. Three on the board in the second for the Spencer Rockets. Krause up top, going right down the lane with some purpose. Blocked on the way up by Marley Hughes. Marley gets it a second time. Petronovich has it, lost it out of bounds, but last touch by Heaven Kind of Spencer. Substitution coming in. So Becker back out there. Good to see she's doing just fine. And so back out for head coach Crystal Wire. Wire in her third year at Spencer. Marley Hughes left wing. Off the screen from Petronovich. Marley, top of the key. Right corner feed from Destiny Boffin to Emily Cooper. Lauren Dietz, right wing. Back to Cooper. Cooper on the right against Krause. Left side, Destiny Boffman from Hughes. Throws in the left corner. Lauren Dietz goes between her legs, then behind her back, trying to get away from Becker. And whistle as Dietz
somebody
into the paint.
Got her across the arm.
Milsna actually was the closest one on defense there, and I think that is going to go against Milsna. Her
yep.
Second, team's first. Team fouls even at one apiece here early going in the second half. Marley Hughes drops it up top. Emily Cooper. Cooper, left elbow feed. Lauren Dietz back out to Emily straight on. Against Kind at the top of that zone. Right wing, Destiny Boffman back to Cooper. Against Krause holding and gives it up top for Marley Hughes. Hughes to Dietz. Dietz to Emily Cooper. Cooper on the right wing, curling into the paint. Lost it and lost her balance. Ball is loose at midcourt, and Kin retrieves. Kin left wing. Another step back three. That one front side of the rim clanks. Rebound Petronovich. Push ahead Marley Hughes. Marley slows it down on the left. There's some periwinkle blue shoes here tonight. Marley Hughes. Pass knocked out of bounds.
Now, the Matt girls are very, very patient on their offense here, but don't seem to be attacking as much.
Cooper up top between the circles, maintaining a right-handed bounce. On the right wing, picks it up to Destiny Boffman. Boffman back to Cooper. Left of the circle, Riley Hughes. High post feed, rotated out. Cooper, open look at a three. That one just a little bit off the mark. Kind, knocked away from her by Marley Hughes, and Destiny Boffman picks up the ball that was rolling right near her ankles. Coming the other way, Emily Cooper regains control up top to Destiny Boffman. Boffman, quick trigger on a three.
Oh,
pops in and out. Abby Petronovic fighting for the rebound. Emily Cooper digs it out along the baseline. Kick out, Marley Hughes, head fake, pulls up, 17-footer, short. Abby Petronovic, another offensive rebound. Kraus gets tied up. Possession should stay with McDonald, and it will. Clovers of Lake Halley is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Clovers of Lake Halley. Plus those real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep-fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. A Spencer player is down on the floor.
Yeah, there's a tie up there with a jump ball call, and she went hit the deck kind of hard. Yeah.
She's sitting up now. Again, our score with 13:54 remaining in the half, 34-18. So Kraus being attended to medical staff and her head coach Crystal Wire, and just want to make sure that she's all right. It just took a hard fall, and to get entangled up with Abby. So she's going to walk with a pretty good pace back to the bench, and seems to be all right. So hopefully we'll see her back in the action very soon. Talented young sophomore Claudia Kraus. McDonald, again, on the tie-up, maintains possession. Just over 4 minutes gone by here in the second half. Lady Max lead by 16. Emily Cooper to inbound. Three at the foul line. Marley Hughes, the outlet. She'll get the pass right wing. Marley back to Cooper. Cooper show and go. Pulls it back to Marley straight on between the circles. Right wing feed. Emily Cooper resets the offense up top. Cooper on the left. Lauren Dietz. Dietz back to Cooper, left wing. Drops down up top. Marley Hughes. Destiny Boffman from Lauren Dietz.
And again, they're just patient against this 2-3. Still haven't scored here in the second half.
Leading by 16. Just working the offense a bit. Lauren Dietz, head fake in the left corner. Drop down at the left elbow. Kick out to Dietz from Hughes. Dietz for three. Swish! There we go. 14 for Lauren Dietz, and the lid off the basket in the second half. 37-18 McDonald after an early 3-0 run. A defensive-minded second half. Mills nut kick out. Connect for her second three. She can't connect. Rebound pulled down by Abby Petronovic. That went too long from the right corner. Into the forecourt. Emily Cooper left wing. Marley Hughes. Hughes handoff. Lauren Dietz left wing. Dietz at the high post. Marley Hughes kick out. Destiny Boffman steps back for three. Ooh. Drained it. Right corner.
Nothing but net.
Destiny Boffman has 10, and when Destiny is hitting threes as well, that's her 16th of the season. Look out for how dangerous this offense can be, because there are three-point shooters all over.
And
Destiny
block.
Challenged by Kind, and Destiny wins that battle with a block. Long push ahead. Dietz back to Cooper, left wing. Finds Marley Hughes, left elbow. Kick out Destiny Boffman. Boffman leaves it up top for Emily Cooper. For Lauren Dietz, high on the left. Dietz back to Cooper, left wing. Up top, Lauren Dietz. Marley Hughes lost it to Milsna. Milsna, hassled in the backcourt by Emily Cooper, who goes pinwheeling at midcourt. She tripped over somebody there. Amber Adams about to come back in. Becker left corner for Heaven Kind. Kind driving baseline, high off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound, Milsna. Milsna fires in the paint, blocked by Marley Hughes. Getting an offensive rebound, Spencer, and put back. No, Abby Petronovic tied up with Becker, and possession is going to be won that time by the Rockets. Amber Adams will come back in for Marley Hughes. And Kraus, good to see her right back out there. She'll come in for Becker. So Becker and Kraus trading places on who gets to battle with Abby Petronovic down low. Inbounds to Kinn, left wing against Destiny Boffman. Kinn back to Connect. Gives it for Kinn, who lost the handle for just a moment. Connect, left corner, Sobak from 17. Has it in. Sam Sobak, the junior. Her first basket. 40-20. McDonald has still doubled up on Spencer here in the Clover Belt crossover second place game from Osseo. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Good to have you with us. WOGO Sports Podcast available later this evening at WOGO.com. Right corner feed, Amber Adams drops it down. Right block. Long skip pass. Oh, goodness. That went just over the top of Emily Cooper. A lot of mustard on that pass from Lauren Dietz. Young man in the crowd, some good hands to handle on that one. Sydney Flanagan comes in for Emily Cooper. And Marley Hughes right back in for Destiny Boffman. So that was a very short break for Marley.
I think that was Emily Cooper's little brother down there on the side. That he would have launched it, too.
Krause just had the arc right corner. Finds Kind to Sobak, who just hit that shot.
Travel
up top against Krause. 10:44 remaining, 40-20 McDonald. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. Cindy Flanagan, right arc. Picks up the dribble back to Lauren Dietz. Big head fake, pulls up from 17. Front rim, no rebound, Kinn. Kinn on the run, right wing, and slowed down by Marley Hughes. Amber Adams reaches in from behind. That will be the second whistle of the second half for McDonald. They played pretty clean here after 18 fouls in the first half. So far, pretty clean in the second. Connect will inbound. Throws near midcourt for Milsna. Also Cindy Flanagan.
Cindy almost had it.
Drop from Connect to Sobak. Krause, right corner against Emma Stelter. Milsna, left arc, drops in for Kinn. And Marley Hughes got bumped as she knocks it out of bounds. Almost possession there for Marley. And then we might have seen a foul called on that shoulder.
I don't think the ref was watching that part of it. He was watching the ball.
Kinn to inbound, finds Connect right corner to Krause up top. Emma Stelter giving her a little bit of space. Sobak drops for Connect. Quick three. That one too strong. Far side of the floor. Dietz with the rebound off the miss by Heaven Kinn. Right corner. Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan up top. Marley Hughes between the circles, holding with one palm outstretched for a moment. Marley gets it back on the right wing. Marley trying to fit a bounce pass in, and it's lost to Krause, but Emma Stelter takes it right back. Stelter out to
Amber
Adams, and a push down low. And Emma took a little bit of a tumble there. Yep. She's wearing a brace on that left knee. Not a brace, excuse me, but kind of a sleeve.
Yep. Emily Cooper.
Emily Cooper in for Lauren Dietz with 9:31. Becker back in, and also Emily Werman for Spencer. Emily Cooper to inbound up top. Sydney Flanagan right at the circle, back to Cooper right corner. Cooper holds over ahead, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Backtracking right wing. Cooper at the high post. Marley Hughes right back to Emily. Emily passes up the three, goes to Marley, rotates left side. Sydney Flanagan had maybe a look at a three there.
And Sydney can hit that.
Absolutely she can. Flanagan, right wing. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper goes between her legs. Then up top, Marley Hughes. Hughes to Sydney Flanagan, right wing. Back to Marley. Marley pulls up from the foul line, rattles it through. Marley Hughes with eight. 42-20, McDonald. Under nine to play as we've traversed past the halfway point of the second half. Emily Cooper swats a dribble out of bounds. Madison connects, shaking her head a bit as she will inbound that one. Cooper is just so quick.
Yes, she is.
Over four steals per game. Up top, Werman trying to get away from Flanagan. Pops it back for Becker. Becker bounce pass up top that almost ended up in the arms of Emily Cooper. Connect crosses over on her off the screen from Kinn. Connect back to Kinn. Kinn doesn't take the three, spinning to the top of the key to Connect. Connect, good look at a three. She's fouled in the act of shooting.
And he's shooting three of them.
Emily Cooper whistled there. And that will send Madison Connect to the line for three. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Connect off the mark on the first free throw. Looking for her first make from the charity stripe tonight. 42-20 McDonald. Two more attempts here for the senior. Madison Connect, her second one is good. She has 4 points on the evening as Destiny Boffman and Aubrey Dorn in. Amber Adams out. Sydney Flanagan back to the bench as well. 8:28 remaining. Again, good crowd on hand here. We're seeing red and blue and orange.
Yes.
Got Nielsville red, Spencer red, McDonald blue, and Osseo Fairchild orange. Third free throw bounces all around, but then through for Connect, who hits two out of three there, and it's a 20-point game, 42-22. Connect takes a break and back into the game is Mills now. Emily Cooper across the logo at midcourt with 8:23 to go. Marley Hughes back to Cooper left wing. She's doubled. At the pivot point, left elbow. Aubrey Dorn back out to Hughes. Hughes on the right wing, picks up the dribble. Loops it over for Cooper, back to Marley on the right. Emily Cooper, right wing. A bit of a head fake and a jab step. A couple left-handed dribbles up top, Marley Hughes. Hughes at the high post. Aubrey Dorn turns, faces the hoop, backing down, drops down for Stelter. Stelter lost it along the baseline. And last touch by McDonald. With 7:53 remaining and a 42-22 lead, Heavenkind will inbound, and McDonald will stay on that side of the floor for some pressure defense. Inbounds to Werman. For the Rockets, Werman, dangerous pass knocked away by Cooper, but Kinn retrieves in the backcourt. Kinn's a blocking foul called against McDonald. And Emma Stelter pleading her case there.
Yeah, Emma Stelter is going, she was hammered by the moving screen is what she's saying. Pushed her into the, but.
See the second one, but not the first.
Yeah.
Up top, Milsen, long three off the glass, gets her own rebound, and that was a long two, excuse me. And knocked out of bounds. Off the second miss, Emily Cooper, nearest McDonald player in the vicinity. 7:35 remaining, 42-22 McDonald. Heavenkind will inbound two of the blocks through the elbows for the Spencer Rockets. Up top, Becker, Aubrey Dorn almost pokes it away. She'll knock it into the backcourt. Oh, they're calling over and back.
Wow.
I think Becker really thought that Dorn had touched that, but I believe they're saying that Becker touched it again in the forecourt before going into the backcourt. So over and back violation.
Yep. Ruff was right on top of that, too.
Cooper to Marley. Hughes. Connect will come back in at the next stoppage again. McDonald's been working against a 2-3 zone for pretty much the entire game here. Aubrey Dorn, left elbow. One dribble into the paint. Emily Cooper, left wing to Marley Hughes. Hughes throws to the high post. Destiny Boffman skips it out. Deep three. Emily Cooper pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Emma Stelter shoots it out. Marley Hughes right of the circle. 4-3. You bet.
Nice fight down there by Emma Stelter. Well, they let her get away with a little travel on that one.
Stelter again keys the three there on the offensive rebound. And a timeout taken. She only has Foles left. Crystal Wire will take a step out, and we will as well, back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
6:47 remaining in this Cloverbelt crossover second-place game. McDonald leads Spencer 45-22. The Lady Macs have three players in double figures already here tonight. Up top, Destiny Boffman with some harassing defense on Emily Werman. They'll drop it down to Werman in the paint, and she flips one up inside Marley Hughes. And Emily Werman, the senior, with her first basket, 45-24 McDonald. They've taken their time here in the second half. They scored 34 at the break, and so far 11 points on the board for McDonald in the second half, but still a comfortable lead. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip, all alone for three. Emily Cooper, rainbow!
Nothing but net.
Cooper, the fourth Lady Max player in double figures. She has 11. Millsna pushes down to Becker, knocked away from Becker, and Cooper with his steal. Emily Cooper up top, finds Aubrey Dorn, snuck inside everyone and scores along the baseline. The dime to Dorn from Cooper.
What great vision by Emily Cooper. And a great shot.
50-24, Jesse Boffman with a steal. Almost. Then Boffman went down. And Boffman being helped back to her feet by Dorn. A little chaos down along the baseline. Rebound missed, offensive rebound, and Dorn somehow takes it away from everyone. Dorn down the right side of the lane, shoves it over to Lauren Dietz. No, that's Cooper, rather. And Cooper high off the glass and good. The official's taking a timeout, I believe, to check on a player.
Yeah, I think
and
he's Destiny
Boffman makes sure she's all right. So eventually that was Cooper
yes.
who scored that one.
Yes.
And Destiny a little smile, and Cooper with five quick points, and now she has 13.
Good on the ref there to kind of take the time out just to make sure a player's okay.
Destiny did stay down a bit when she hit the deck there.
She didn't look all that great coming up.
Emily Cooper swats a shot away, kind of that tomahawk that she has. Back to possession with Spencer. Krause dribbled it off her foot. Back out to Kinn. Kinn pushes up a 10-footer and rolls it in along the left baseline. The scramble Kinn now with 9 points. Talented senior approaching double digits. She averages 20 per game. Emily Cooper jumping up and down calling for the ball. Lauren Dietz takes it opposite side, and Dietz nails a three from the right corner. Dietz her second triple of the second half. She has 17. 55-26, McDonald starting to run away. Kinn with a runner in the lane, hits the back of the rim. Saved, no. Emily Cooper along the baseline, a valiant effort trying to knock that one back in bounds. Lanice Boffman comes in for Marley Hughes with 4.5 remaining. Lanice again still wearing that knee brace on the right leg. Connects in for an open look at a jumper. Millsna misses from 16 feet left baseline. Cooper push ahead to Lanice Boffman. Lanice ahead of the pack. Oh, she took a hard foul. And Lanice Boffman will go to the line for two. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. That's the third whistle against Millsna. First free throw rattles in and out. For Lanice Boffman, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Northwestern Bank, proud to support local athletics. Second free throw, that one pops in and out. Offensive rebound, Petronovich. She'll kick it back out to Lanice Boffman, who taps it out. Emily Cooper. Cooper, a bullet pass down low. Aubrey Dorn, another two.
Aubrey was kind of just waving down there, saying nobody's on me.
57-26, the Lady Max. Pass thrown away by Kinn, looking baseline for Millsna. And turnovers have plagued the Spencer Rockets throughout this contest. Under 4 minutes to play as Cooper crosses the logo. 57-26, McDonald up 31. Cooper up top against Kind. Hands off to Lanice Boffman. Lanice in the lane. Leaves for Lauren Dietz. Dietz back to Cooper. Passes up the three. Finds Lanice Boffman at the foul line. Lanice crosses over on her defender. Nifty move in the lane. She's held up on the way to the hoop. Jump ball. Possessions stays with McDonald.
Little short in there with a full timeout, McDonald.
Donald takes a full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies.
Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
My name is Tracy Smiskey, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Minutes 40 seconds remaining in this regular season finale for your McDonald Central Lady Macs. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you with McDonald basketball on the road. Osseo Fairchild side of this Cloverbelt crossover game between McDonald and Spencer. Western and Eastern sides of the Cloverbelt, respectively. Denise Boffman up top, pulls the trigger on a 19-foot jumper, hits the back rim. Rebound pulled down by Heaven Kins. McDonald leads by 31. Kind has it knocked away from behind Marley Hughes.
Spencer went into a man-to-man defense down there to see if that wouldn't mix up McDonald. McDonald's got a very good offense against man-to-man.
Kind will inbound again. 8 days ago, Heaven Kind went off for 35 against Colby. McDonald has largely held her in check. Kind with just 1-3. Now she'll step back for another. That one rattles in and out. She likes that step back.
She does.
Tried it three times in the second half. One went through. Two others have rimmed out. A screen from Petronovich up top for Marley Hughes. Give and go back to Abby. Abby pulls up in the lane, and she is fouled. And will go to the line with exactly 3 minutes remaining in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. As Abby Petronovich a little long on the first. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Amber Adams in along with number 25, 5'10 sophomore forward Callie Goulet. Second free throw goes through for Abby Petronovich. She's a 64% foul shooter. And now Abby will take a break. And she may be sitting down for the rest of the game at this point with McDonald leading 58-26. So now Destiny Boffman, Sydney Flanagan, Amber Adams, Emma Stelter, and Callie Goulet on the floor. Foul on Sydney Flanagan, who's kind of pointing at herself and saying, me?
Yeah. I thought for a second there they were going to get a push-off on the Spencer girl, but...
Kind up top, Callie Goulet on her. Krause into the lane, steps back for a 10-footer. No offensive rebound, put back and a foul on Sydney Flanagan. She's going to pick up that one against Sobak.
I think it might go on Emma Stelter. Went on Sydney.
That is the team's sixth and the second on Flanagan. Donald leads 58-26 with 2:43 remaining. It's a bonus the rest of the way, but this is two shots for Sobak, and looks good on the first. And it's good. Sam Sobak now with three, a junior. Prentice in the section on the eastern and central side of the state, so... They have success in the playoffs. It would be a while before a rematch would happen. Second free throw, no. Callie Goulet pulls down the rebound off the miss from Sobek. 58-27, McDonald. 2.5 minutes and a little change remaining. Amber Adams curling along the foul line to Lidice Boffman. Boffman hammered on the way to the hoop. They'll call another jump ball possession. Goes to Spencer. So a clean tie up there. Lidice just went down in the process.
That's about the third time she's hit the floor already today.
Lanise is tough, and she always has that extra gear whenever she's on the floor. Kind against Sydney Flanagan, and Flanagan almost took it away in the right corner, and I believe that Kind stepped on the end line or the baseline. Denise Hoffman comes in. Izzy Hartman in, the 5'10 sophomore forward, number 31. So O'Donnell trying to get as many players as possible into the action here in this crossover game, leading 58-27. Flanagan lost it for a moment at the foul line. Now she'll drop it over for Goulet. Pass broken up and knocked back inbounds by Milsna. Good work by Milsna. Milsna goes crashing along the baseline, heaves it back inbounds. And we have a whistle, either a tie-up or a foul, as Amber Adams and Kent collided. Yeah. And tie-up. The possession goes to McDonald. Love the effort on both sides there.
Yes, that ball was...
At least four players hit the deck in that sequence.
All over the place there.
Under 2 minutes to go. 31-point lead for McDonald. And the Clover Belt crossover. Cindy Flanagan, left side, Callie Goulet. Milsna tried to do it again, and this time she went through the body of Goulet, going for that steal. Coming up will be our post-glass, post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror on Triple Falls. Herman comes in for Milsna.
She's got her fifth foul.
So that's the fifth on Milsna, and Lanise Boffman back into the game for Amber Adams. Flanagan up top, hands off to Lanise. Lanise at the foul line. Izzy Hartman. Hartman, beautiful drive to the right side of the lane. Shot won't fall with the right hand. Now Callie Goulet pressuring Kind in the backcourt. And, man, there's a lot of arm and hand fighting between those two. And eventually they're going to have to call a foul one way or the other. And this one's going to go against Callie Goulet. And that will send Kind to the line. And she will get a chance to redeem herself a bit. As she started out 0 for 5 in the first half. This is her, from the free throw line, rather, 0 for 5. And this is her first free throw attempt in the second half. Kind could get to double digits now. And she will. That one looked perfect. McDonald will send in Kylie Jensen, number 34. Also Katie Ruff, the sophomore, number 15. Kylie.
And
who else? So we got Maddie Geisler out there
Geisler
as well.
Yep.
The sophomore, number 5. Into the second, and that one is through. So 2 for 7 on the night for Heaven Kind. From the foul line, 58-29. McDonald's lead cut to 29. But again, as we've said several times, they've doubled up on the Spencer Rockets. Jensen up top. Hands off for Izzy Hartman. Hartman at the left elbow to Callie Goulet. Goulet to Jensen. Jensen back to Maddie Geisler. Geisler at the foul line. Callie Goulet. Off Izzy Hartman. Hartman, top shot with the right hand, blocked with the basketball.
Jugger back foot.
Both teams subbing now freely as Alexis Milsna, sophomore number 14, comes into the game. Heaven King's going to get a big hand. This is a regular season finale, but not career finale, of course. Also, number 20, Montana Coles, a freshman, into the game for Crystal Wire. And Haley Meyer, freshman number 0, also in. Long 2 off the front of the rim and an offensive rebound by Spencer, but Jensen rips it away. Jensen ahead to Isabel Hartman. Hartman down the left side of the lane, draws contact, and will go to the line for 2. Izzy Hartman, the 5'7 sophomore forward, will get a chance to get into the book here. 46 seconds left, 58-29. McDonald. Hartman's first free throw is just off the mark, popped out. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. Second one rattles in and out as well for Hartman. 43 seconds and counting. Still great support from the crowd on both sides here. Kylie Jensen steps in front of a pass and saves it in the left corner.
Good hustle.
Isabel Hartman, right wing. Long cross court skip to Jensen. She wants a three. She takes a three.
That one
comes up short. Rough offensive rebound. Back out to Jensen via Maddie Geisler. Jensen down the left side of the lane.
There
layup
go.
Good.
Nice play.
Jensen with 2, and McDonald scored 60. And Jensen, another steal. Oh, she lost it along the sideline. Kylie Jensen.
10 seconds left.
Inbounds to Werman. Throws a tough catch to Alexis Milsna. Milsna, the sophomore, Left wing with 2 seconds, and they're not going to get a shot off as Jensen playing some great defense on Meyer. And McDonald, the victors in the Clover Belt crossover second place game, emphatically. They win their 20th game of the season and move into the WIAA Division 5 tournament. Your final score from Osseo Fairchild, the McDonald Lady Max 60, the Spencer Rockets 29. We'll step out for 3.5 minutes and be back with a conversation with head coach Don Cooper, your second half highlights, leading scores, and more. It's the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in 3.5 on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Love 3-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third shift CNC machinists with a 4-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get 3-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has 2 full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Head coach Don Cooper gracious enough to join us for the last time in the regular season as McDonald moves to 20-3. And coach, I mean, getting 20 wins in a regular season, considering the conference you play in and the non-conference schedule you have, that's quite an accomplishment. I know there's more goals for this team, but again, talk about getting to 20.
Yep. Again, that was primarily our goal all season.
is a 20-win season and then staying focused on the top of the conference. So I thought the girls did outstanding today.
And again, Coach, going into the tournament, playing a Division V team, a quality Division V team here tonight. And defensively, it just seems like that's what sparks everything for your team.
Well, again, number five was a great player. She did really good. And Spencer was well coached. They hustled and they got every loose ball. They did a great job. And then again, our girls just came with that intensity and good defense.
Coach, we've mentioned this, I believe, even as early as Monday of this week, about when you get multiple players in double figures, four players in double figures tonight, this team is very hard to stop.
Oh, I agree. Our worst enemy is ourselves, but it was great to see all the girls just kicking in and doing a good job.
Coach, looking ahead to Tuesday now, you can finally focus firmly on the playoffs. What do you say, ladies, we've got to clean up in this area to be ready for one and done?
Well, again, the physicality, the loose balls, those are just things because we come against better teams, those 50-50 balls mean a lot. Spencer did a good job tonight of getting every loose ball that there was.
Well, Coach, 60-29. Looking forward to seeing you guys continue your role here. I believe that is now six straight, and hopefully we're seeing another seven straight in the playoffs as well. If you can make it 13 in a row, that would be a nice way to end the season.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, and that's what we want to do is end our season on a positive note with all these seniors.
All right, Coach, we will see you Tuesday night. Congratulations on this win in the crossover game. Always a lot of fun, and enjoy the second matchup here. I think you guys are going to hang around.
Absolutely. And thank you guys again for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper here on the Post Glass postgame show. McDonald wins it 60-29. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back after this with your leading scores and highlights. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney live from Osseo Fairchild High School. The undercard match is done. The second place crossover game, and now Neillsville and Osseo Fairchild going to tip off in about 8 minutes here to decide who gets the overall first place in the Clover Belt. And a lot of fun, Mark, these crossover games. And again, you get a chance to see somebody that you didn't play twice during the regular season.
Exactly. And that was, it's always good to see the comparison between the conferences. And, sometimes the East Conference has some good teams over there and has some good competition. And it's good to go up against people like that. So, and the girls, McDonald girls, represented the Western Clover Belt very well tonight.
They Again, McDonald is 12-2 in the WCC. They are now 20-3 with the 60-29 win tonight over Spencer. The Rockets, a fine season, 17-7 now after the loss. They were 14-2 in the Eastern Clover Belt Conference. And both teams looking to make a run in the playoffs. And as Coach Cooper mentioned, Heaven Kind, a very talented player. We'll get to the scores in just a bit here. But, I mean, Kind came into this game averaging just over 20 points per game and 9.2 rebounds, 4.7 steals. I mean, she's a prolific senior. 46 made three-pointers coming into the game as well, and McDonald held her to 11 and again, really frustrated her throughout the game. She worked hard, but points were just not coming as easily as I'm sure they usually do.
Yeah, and again, you know, the McDonald girls played man-to-man quite a bit, and I think Destiny Boffman was guarding her most of the evening, and Destiny's just a great defensive player, so that kind of slowed her down quite a bit. And then when they went into that 1-3-1 with Aubrey Dorn up on top, her long arms kind of throws a clinker in anybody's offense that they're trying to run against that 1-3-1 with Aubrey up front. So, again, great defense by the McDonald girls there to hold the Spencer girls down quite a bit.
And maybe we'll touch on that a little bit later here in the post-last post-game show as we preview looking ahead to the playoffs starting on Tuesday night in Division 5. When you mentioned Destiny Boffman, some of these players that might not get their names in the newspaper because, again, usually in terms of time and space, we're just mentioning who's scoring the most points. But there are players on this team that are going to be integral to McDonald making a run back to state here. If they are able to do it, they're going to need contributions from players. I mean, we saw it last year with Destiny Boffman, the game she had against Prairie Farm when McDonald got down early to a really hot Panthers team. Again, if chalk holds, McDonald would play that team in the sectional semifinal. But again, a lot of work to be done to get to that point first. But we'll touch on that in a moment here on the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. First, a reminder, current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the Kindergarten Referral Program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's the Kindergarten Referral Program. Learn more at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Before we get to your second half highlights and a look ahead to the playoffs and our WOGO sports calendar as well, let's look at the leading scores on both sides. Seven players scored for each team here tonight. Again, we mentioned Heaven Kind led the way for the Spencer Rockets from the Eastern Clover Belt. She had 11, which was 9 points below her season average. No one else in double figures. Amber Becker had 4, Sam Sobak with 3. Oh, and Madison Connect, had 5 points, the second leading score for the Rockets here tonight, but then 2 apiece for Claudia Kraus, Emily Werman, and Rebecca Mills. Now, on the other side for McDonald, not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 players in double figures, led by Lauren Detuit. 2 triples in the second half. She finishes with 17. Emily Cooper knocked down a trio of trays tonight and had 13. Marley Hughes, solid in both halves with 11 points. Destiny Boffman knocked down a couple threes here tonight and had 10. McDonald, quick tally here, had 8 made threes, which is a solid performance from beyond the arc for them. Aubrey Dorn with 6 points tonight. Kylie Jensen with 2 and Abby Petronovich with 1. And again, this McDonald team shooting about 33% from three-point land coming into the game. But again, if they're hitting high single digits in terms of made threes with all the other things they do defensively and some of the layups that are sparked in transition, you feel pretty good about where you're at offensively.
Yes. The girls just were very patient. Spencer went man-to-man late in the game to kind of see what they could do, maybe just try their man-to-man defense, I guess. But their 2-3 zone, the McDonald girls did a really, really nice job. They're very patient. They move the ball very well, get the ball in the middle, you know, and post up and see what they can do out of that. But, the girls, against that zone, like you had made the comment, Caleb, that we saw that 2-3 quite a bit throughout the year. So they knew what was coming, and they knew how to handle it.
We're going to take a quick one-minute break here and then finish up the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls with your second half highlights and a preview of the playoff matchup against Prentice on Tuesday night. That's coming up in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Cloverbelt crossover win tonight for the McDonald Lady Macs, 60-29. They blow out the Rockets of Spencer. Win number 20 on the year for Don Cooper's Lady Macs, 20-3 on the year as they move into the next phase of the goals for their season with the WIAA Division 5 tournament starting Tuesday night at McDonald. McDonald, of course, the Lady Macs drew a one seed. We'll see what Adam Schilling's boys team is able to get with a new computerized seating model. That should come out tomorrow, and looking forward to an exciting playoff run for the boys as well. But the girls, the number one seed, will face the number 16 seed in their sectional. That will be Prentice, and we will have that game for you live on Max TV. We appreciate Val and the partnership there with Max TV. We'll go audio live on Max TV starting at 6:35 p.m. Tuesday night. The reason for that being that Chi High pulled off a big upset in hockey against Eau Claire North, and Chi High Hockey now will be facing Superior, who pulled off an even more surprising upset against Eau Claire Memorial, 3-1. So sectional semifinal hockey, do not miss that. That will be Chi High against Superior, and a 6:40 start on WOGO Tuesday night with Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvick. We will see the McDonald Max boys one more time before the regular season concludes. That will be on Monday night, 7:10 start here on 103.1 FM at WOGO.com against a very good Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran team. So, again, there are certainly some quality teams in this area, and this is an Emanuel team that I'm pretty sure Coach Schilling is not going to want to show too much to, because you might see him again fairly early on in the tournament.
Yes, and I think I talked to Coach Schilling today. I see him up at McDonald's, referenced some games up there, and he talked about that, and he talked about, I think they got somebody coming up in the crossover that might be in on their brackets too, and I can't remember who that was. It was Owen Withy, maybe, I can't remember, but he had mentioned there was somebody else that they were going to see again too. So the boys played well the last night against Cadott and got the win there, and so see if we can't get them guys rolling.
Well, again, McDonald rolled here tonight in both halves and won 60-29 going away against Spencer. Let's hear your second half highlights. This is how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Leading by 16, just working the offense a bit. Lauren Dietz, head fake in the left corner. Drop down at the left elbow. Kick out to Dietz from Hughes. Dietz for three, swish. There we go. 14 for Lauren Dietz, and the lid off the basket in the second half. Too long from the right corner. Into the forecourt, Emily Cooper left wing, Marley Hughes. Hughes, handoff. Lauren Dietz left wing. Dietz at the high post. Marley Hughes, kick out. Destiny Boffman steps back for three. Ooh. Drained it, right corner.
Nothing but net.
Destiny Boffman has 10. Passed in the backcourt by Emily Cooper, who goes pinwheeling at midcourt. She tripped over somebody there. Amber Adams about to come back in. Becker left corner for Heaven Kinn. Kinn driving baseline, high off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound. Milsna fires in the paint. Blocked by Marley Hughes. Elbow. One dribble into the paint. Emily Cooper left wing to Marley Hughes. Hughes throws to the high post. Destiny Boffman skips it out. Deep three. Emily Cooper pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Emma Stelter shoots it out. Marley Hughes right of the circle. 4-3. You bet.
Nice fight down there by Emma Stelter.
They've taken their time here in the second half. They scored 34 at the break, and so far 11 points on the board for McDonald in the second half, but still a comfortable lead. Riley Hughes, long cross court skip, all alone for three. Emily Cooper, rainbow.
Nothing but net.
Millsap pushes down to Becker, knocked away from Becker and Cooper with his steal. Emily Cooper up top, finds Aubrey Dorn, snuck inside. Oh. Everyone, it scores along the baseline. The dime to Dorn from Cooper.
What great vision by Emily Cooper.
Campbell Kind now with 9 points. Talented senior approaching double digits. She averages 20 per game. Emily Cooper jumping up and down, calling for the ball. Lauren Dietz takes it opposite side, and Dietz nails a three from the right corner. Where people matter. Northwestern Bank proud to support local athletics. Second free throw. That one pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Petronovich. She'll kick it back out to Lanise Boffman, who taps it out. Emily Cooper. Cooper, a bullet pass down low. Aubrey Dorn, another two.
Aubrey was kind of just waving down there. Good hustle.
Isabel Hartman, right wing, long cross court skip to Jensen. She wants a three. She takes a three.
A little short.
One comes up short. Rough offensive rebound. Back out to Jensen via Maddie Geisler. Jensen down the left side of the lane. Layup good.
Nice play.
And that's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Your second half highlights here on the Post Glass post game show. McDonald wins it going away 60-29 over Spencer. Right now we're witnessing the first place game between Osseo Fairchild and Neillsville, two state-ranked squads, as A.C. Fraz reigns in a three. And this is a Thunder team that we'll absolutely wish the best now that we're not playing them in Cloverbelt yes. Conference play. And they're dealing with some injuries, unfortunately, going into the tournament. But a well-coached team and a deep team. And so we'll see what comes of their playoff run. But first, they've got to take care of a Neillsville squad that McDonald actually beat earlier in the season. Looking back at that score, that was the 18th of January, 59-44. McDonald knocks off Neillsville, who's been state ranked for a lot of the year as well. So finally, before we finish up here, Mark, looking ahead for these Lady Macs, kind of an extra choice in Ford keys to the playoffs now. Coach Cooper mentioned physicality. He mentioned 50-50 balls. What, in your estimation, needs to get better or keep trucking along with if they want to make the kind of playoff run we know they're capable of?
Well, I think they got to still play some really, really good defense. And again, as we saw tonight, they got to clean up some of those offensive passes that they're kind of not paying attention with, especially the cross-court passes. So, you know, get those cleaned up a little bit and then just keep doing what you're doing. We got great shooters, you know, and they play defense really well. We just got to clean up some of our passing.
Again, we will have that first playoff game for you on Tuesday night, 6:35. That will be live with WOGO Sports Audio on Max TV against Prentice. And certainly looking forward to seeing these girls again, hopefully find a whole nother gear when you get to playoff time. And we've seen their capability, especially when playing elite competition, their ability to rise to meet the challenge. And maybe the only time when Coach Cooper has thought that they fell a little bit under the pressure was against this Osseo Fairchild team when they came to
yes.
McDonald the second time. But overall, when they played Neillsville, when they played Rice Lake, we had that game even though it was a loss. But when they were so shorthanded that game, we've seen this McDonald team able to, again, just find something else within and pull it out for the games that really need it.
Yeah, and again, they luckily, Coach Cooper's got some depth in his bench. You know, we got some good players coming off of the bench, and that's really fortunate for us. And again, we don't lose a whole lot. We're about 8-9 deep, and you know, don't miss a beat out there on the floor. So that's going to be that's always helped us along through the playoffs.
And I think that's what we alluded to again before we go here about players like Destiny Boffman, who can be your
yes.
defensive stopper. She might not. Now, she hit double digits here tonight and hit a couple threes, which was just a great offensive contribution. But usually Destiny's not going to be a double-digit scorer. But you put her on the other team's best offensive
yeah.
player, and she holds her 9 points below her season average. That counts for a lot.
Yeah.
And Destiny's ability to pass, ability to rebound, and she's just one of the players that, again, not coming off the bench, but a starter that may be an underrated starter. Aubrey Dorn, with the way that she's come on at the end of the year, that big 14 and 13 double-double against – Aliva Strum on Monday, but let's not count out Abby Petronovich and what she does down low, the physical toll she takes on other players because she's not afraid to bang down there. I mean, she's a player who definitely can get you 8 to 10 rebounds almost every night.
Yes, yes. And again, same deal coming out of that is Emma Stelter coming in, and she's kind of goes down in that middle, and she gets banged around constantly. She got banged around tonight a lot, but she's a fighter down there. She's a great addition coming off the bench along with Sydney Flanagan.
We're just
we could rattle off names here left and right, and we just don't lose a beat when we substitute people in.
Yeah, Sydney as a senior, again, getting not as much playing time as some of these starters, but she's averaging over one steal every game, and just, again, a solid, trustworthy player. You look at Amber Adams, and unfortunately Amber's had some injury battles this year, but as she, again, rounds back into game shape here too, I mean, she's had games where she's led the way, I believe, against Medford when there were some of those injuries right after the Rice Lake game. I believe Amber led the way in scoring in that impressive win over a much larger school back at the end of December. And so Amber's somebody who, you know, again, when games get tight, as they inevitably will, if McDonald is able to make the playoff run, we hope they will, you need someone who's going to get that extra offensive rebound, who's going to, you know, add a few buckets that you need when they're really keying in on your leading scorer. So, again, I think as we head toward the tournament, there's a lot to be excited about with this McDonald team. And again, no game is a given, so you got to come out and bring it every single night. We're looking forward to seeing that happen.
Yes, and again, it'll be fun. These girls always put on a good game for us, and looking forward to following them along here.
Well, that'll do it for the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Thank you for joining us a little earlier than usual here on WOGO Sports for this Clover Belt crossover game. Our thanks to Ezra Van Dyke, keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 60, the Spencer Rockets 29. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight. From Osseo, we'll see you Tuesday. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.